This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Is your savings account earning any interest? Why not invest in physical silver and gold from your local coin shop in Yuba City? A purchase of $1,500 or more saves you state sales tax, starting you off 7.5% ahead on your investment.
Even a few ounces of silver or a handful of Morgan dollars each month can help secure your financial future. Check out our inventory. We'll answer your questions right here at Yuba City Coin and Bullion by the 10th Street Bridge.
And all you treasure hunters,
we buy coin collections, sterling silverware, tea sets, candle holders, broken or unwanted jewelry, diamonds, and we sell it all too.
Your investments can bring big returns at your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
2110.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2110.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Your government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that one community that we talk about. You are a community of one. How many people know you and, well, who knows you? And who do you know is the bigger question. Who do you know? And who can you influence? You know, and what happens to you when you are informed with information about what the totalitarians are up to? And you don't have to look too far out there in the miasma of politicians and other leaders out there, from corporations to banking institutions to media. You don't have to look too far once you understand some of their basic motives. That's why we here on Agenda 21 Radio say that one of the best things you can do to determine whether or not you have a totalitarian in your midst, especially somebody who's in political office, especially local political office, is to give them the Constitution test. Do they know the Bill of Rights? Do they know what the Bill of Rights are, in a sense? Do they know that they're in inalienable rights granted to us by God. Just a simple test. You know, it's kind of interesting, but I've sat on panels before where we've asked constitutional officials running for office and re-election and asked them to describe to us the First Amendment. You'd be surprised how many could not do it. In fact, the first time we ever asked that question in some of our, I guess you would say, debates, not one could. Boy, I'll tell you, for the next several debates, the word got out. And a lot of those officials, yep, they picked up their handy-dandy $1 little constitution from the Tea Party, and they knew what was going on. But how many elected officials do not know the Constitution? That's the litmus test to determine whether or not you have a totalitarian on your hand or a budding totalitarian. Now, let's think about that. Totalitarians who are running for office. I would venture to say, if you're in California, that about 90%, certainly 90% of the Democrats that sit in either the Assembly or in the Senate don't know the Constitution. Don't know the Constitution. And don't know who the founders are. Or if they're running around out there telling everybody that the founders were all white supremacists, slaveholders, then you know you have a bigoted totalitarian on your hands. So anyway, welcome to the show. Lots of things to talk about today. I'll tell you, there's a lot of breaking news even as we speak. The LA Unified School District, if you've been a little bit late and shy on this story, the LA Unified School District this morning came under terrorist attack, as I call it, and later to be determined by officials to be an actual hoax. And that is that someone emailed one of the board members I wouldn't say it's a hoax, but a terrorist threat saying all sorts of things were going to happen bad to various schools and also to children. So, in light of San Bernardino, now keep in mind LA Unified School District is only about 60 miles away from San Bernardino. And oh yes, we mentioned that yesterday that the community college there in San Bernardino was closed down because of unspecified bomb threats. Just a little side note. They're burying all the people right now in San Bernardino. So you know, mindset in Southern California, there, right next to Los Angeles, is that these terrorists are active. And I might add, with good reason, because the terrorists are active in Southern California. There are numerous cells, ISIS cells, in Southern California. Now, the FBI won't tell you that, but I'm telling you that. Our sources are impeccable. They've been around for a long time. We've been pounding on the table here about the cesspool of Islamic terrorism that exists at the University of California, Irvine, as an example. People are now starting to take us seriously when we talk about the terrorists that are out there in Southern California, the Inland Empire and Orange County and L.A. County. So the terrorist threat is real in that area. Now, incidentally, the New York Unified School District, or City School District, was also given an email, an electronic message, of a threat. It's our understanding that the two emails were different. The one that went to the LA Unified School District and the one that was in New York City were two different emails. Yet they were still threats, terrorist threats, credible threats, as deemed by the superintendent of the LA Unified School District. And, of course, later, the threats were deemed to be a hoax. Now, having been a superintendent, having been in the schools for 41 years, Ramon Cortines, who is the superintendent and the re-superintendent, he came back after being retired to handle everything in the LA Unified School District, which is not an easy district to do. Are you ready for this? 640,000 students. It's the second largest school district in the nation. Yet, here you have former L.A. Police Chief Bratton, who happens to be the current New York City Police Chief, come out and say that the FBI has, well, told them that these emails are a hoax. Well, the L.A. Unified School District, acting on their own without input from the FBI, made the right call, in my opinion, absolutely 100%. Now, according to our sources, the emails are different. And the email that was sent to LA Unified School District is a lot more credible and was deemed by their LA Police Department and also their own LAPD Police Department to be a credible threat. Now, given the history and the rather checkered history of the FBI, I would lean with my own police forces down there. Now, the other issue is LA County Sheriff, long compromised by the Muslim Brotherhood. And it appears that they did not listen to the LA County Sheriff, thank goodness. And they didn't listen to the FBI when they made this call. Now, everybody is out there pummeling in the media the LA Unified School District's decision to do this, to make the call to close down all the schools. I think it was not even a gutsy call, it was the right call. And Ramon and also the LA Unified School District Board were unanimous in this agreement. And they closed down the schools for the day. This started around 7 o'clock Pacific time today. It was the absolute right thing to do. And it's interesting, in this world, right now, when you do the right thing, all the other side, and I mean the left, and Bratton, by the way, has a real big grudge against Los Angeles. I just might want to throw that out there. And by the way, who's standing next to Bratton in New York? De Blasio, Mr. Communist himself. It's interesting, when people make the right call against Islam and Islamic terrorism, they get blasted. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, we're talking about Ramon Cortines, the superintendent of the Elliott Unified School District, making the right call today, and how imbecilic so many people around the nation and the mainstream media look because, gee whiz, a credible threat comes to his schools and his children, 640,000 plus, and he makes the right call to close down the school district. And everybody complains. So, oh, you played into the terrorist hands. Are these people stupid or what? Of course he made the right decision. Students' safety come first. Now, what would have happened? And by the way, it's a hotbed of terrorism down there. It's a hotbed of terrorism in New York. I guess what? When this threat comes out again and New York City ignores the threat, I wouldn't want to be Bratton. And I wouldn't want to be de Blasio. You see, this is the way this threat game is played. They put these threats out for obvious reasons. They put them out to test the waters. In the world of artillery, they call it firing for effect. Fire off a few rounds and see where these rounds land. That's what they're doing here. They're testing the waters. IP address for the threat into L.A. came from Germany. Gee, what's going on in Jihad, Germany? ISIS all over the place, maybe? You see, I would rely on the side of safety in this issue. And I certainly would understand what the L.A. Unified School District may have been doing by ignoring even calling the FBI, which I hope they ignored doing that. You got to remember, the FBI is compromised. Tell me this. Would you rather work with your own police forces, who you know have been trained to recognize Islamic terrorism? And in their training manuals, they haven't expunged all references to terrorists, jihadists, and so on. Or would you rely upon an FBI that's been compromised to the point where all their educational materials have been expunged of the term Islamic terrorist, just like the president wants, right? Who would you rely on? And by the way, the track record of the FBI, except for James Comey, by the way, who's moving forward, he knows he's got a compromised agency. He knows that. He knows he's got a lot of work to do once Obama leaves office, but James, you know, if I had connections to James Comey and called him, maybe got some information, and it turned out to be credible, I may have made a different decision. Because I don't like playing into the hands of terrorists either. I get that. And schools get terroristic threats all the time. A large school district like this one, with over 900 schools, you're probably getting a couple of dozen a day, at least, maybe 100 a day. And people have to be trained up on how to handle that. That's big picture thinking, and they've been trained up down there. So relying on caution here, based upon the evidence of the fact that, I mean, if you got the FBI who's compromised by Obama, and they failed miserably in the latest terrorist attack, the largest one since 9/11 in San Bernardino, you would certainly discount any opinion that they might render. So they sided on the side of safety. Now, I think that's a good move. I think it's an excellent move, and I'm glad that they did it. Okay, now, those people that are out attacking him and the LA Unified School District, Fox News, MSNBC, there's no fair and balance going on there. None whatsoever, Shepard Smith. I mean, this is ridiculous. The superintendent made the right decision. The guy needs to be given a medal rather than to be blasted. And I don't care what his members of the House of Representatives are saying, because in the L.A. Times right now, I'll read this to you, it said, threat that closed down L.A. schools appears to be a hoax, congressman says. The congressman surrounding the L.A. Unified School District, Democrats, of course, they're going to be on the side of ISIS. Let's face that. What's their response? Of course, being stupid idiots that they are. Do I feel a little peeved right now? Yeah, I do. I shouldn't be taking it out on my audience. This is what he says. This is what it said. It says the threat that prompted LA Unified School District officials to close down all schools Tuesday appears to be a hoax. A U.S. congressman on the House Intelligence Committee said, now there's a really good group of people. I got to tell you, I've talked to these people. It says the preliminary assessment is that it was a hoax or something designed to disrupt school districts in large cities. The investigation is ongoing as to where the threat originated from and who was responsible. Representative Adam Schiff, a Democrat from Burbank, said in a statement. Now, there's a good Representative Adam Schiff, Mr. ISIS himself, Mr. ISIS supporter, supports the President of the United States in just about everything. Of course, if you're supporting the President, hey, he lives in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, known as ISIS headquarters. Nice, Adam Schiff. Says another local congressman, Brad Sherman, said the person who sent an email threat to several Los Angeles Unified School District board members claimed to be the victim of bullying and an extremist Muslim who has, listen to this, teamed up with local jihadists, although showed no real knowledge of Islam. There isn't a person on the street who couldn't have written this, said Sherman, a senior member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Doesn't that make you feel comfortable that here you have these people that are making these pronouncements and second-guessing the superintendent at the local level? What a bunch of morons. And they should be out. They should be out like now. Sorry, you know, and when you have these people that are sitting up there in Washington, D.C., who think they know better than what's being made, decisions being made at the local level. Common Core, anyone? You see what I'm saying? These guys have their heads up, their rear ends. I almost said something that really would have been funny, but I just can't say it. Anyway, so here's my story. Ramon made the right decision. Absolutely 100%. You can't play around with this, and you shouldn't play into it. This is what Ramon did to ISIS. They said, yes, we will react. Don't second guess us again, because we will foil any attempt. I think they made the right decision. And by the way, my sources tell me there would have been something happening today in LA Unified had they not made that decision. Just a little bit of information from my sources, who, by the way, were spot on in their assessment of what's going to be next for ISIS and these groups. Schools. Hello. Is this the next ISIS attack that happened? Yes. Will there be another one? Yes. Will there be real death and destruction? Yes. As long as this president is in the White House supporting, well, ISIS headquarters in the White House. That's what we're faced with. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? People at the local level protecting themselves. People at the local level protecting themselves. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's going to have to come down to. One person at a time. That's pretty local, isn't it? Decisions made one person at a time without the help of Washington, D.C. or New York City, who needs to butt out of California and what goes on in the West Coast of the local school district, even though it is the second largest school district in the nation. Just something to think about. Just something to think about. We can think at the local level for ourselves. We can protect ourselves. We don't need ISIS headquarters doing the thinking for us. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95%
customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pelosi of the Pelosi Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, I was severely worked up. When you start messing with kids and you start second-guessing student or superintendents and local officials, teachers, and so on, and you're sitting there in Washington where you don't know anything, you're the last to know anything that's out there on the street, you just better shut up. That's the way I look at it with these, especially Adam Schiff. Who can tolerate him any longer? He is a traitor, treasonous member of Congress to this nation. And it, trust me, before this election comes in 2016, there's going to be more that's going to reflect on him poorly as a treasonous member of Congress that he is. We're going to start calling these people out for what they are. Obviously, Adam would rather protect himself with his cozy little relationship with the president at ISIS headquarters than protect children in his own district. Just a little thought, since the jihadis love to do those sort of things, right? Anyway, okay, there's got to be other news out there. And listen, it's not good. I'm just kidding. Actually, there's a lot of really good news out there, and we're happy to report it to you here on Agenda 21 Radio. But when it comes to kids and school safety, that's my roots. That's where I go for. Okay, the Bergdahl situation we reported on in the last hour, and of course none of that's changed, except for be prepared for Obama taking the oath to sit as a witness in defense of Bo Bergdahl. Could you imagine that? Can you imagine that? But listen, you know, this is something that pops up on the radar screen that plays right into what's going on with the LA Unified School District. FBI, San Bernardino shooting investigation stymied by White House politics. Gee, do you think that may have played a role in Ramon Cortin's decision today? And if it didn't, it should have. These are the headlines. Ramon Cortin's. Sources indicate heated tensions between President Barack Hussein Obama and FBI Director James Comey about the nature of the San Bernardino shooting, which left 14 dead. Although the FBI believed it was part of a terrorism from the very beginning, immense political pressure was brought down on investigators to avoid using the term terrorism, with Obama stating, "It is possible that this is a terrorist-related, but we don't know. It is also possible that it was workplace-related." Remember that? A source confirmed that after the shooting, Obama held a meeting in the Oval Office with his National Security Council, the Attorney General, and directors of DHS, FBI, and NSA, in which a directive was given to downplay the terrorism angle. Such meetings are not held for mass shootings. Besides that, Cygnet aircraft, like the ones the U.S. flies over Africa, programs such as Creek Sand and Aztec Archer, previously detailed in various other articles, and in Afghanistan, don't slurp up data from the skies over California unless, listen to this, unless there's going to be some sort of government activity searching for other members of a terrorist cell. The same was done in the Boston bombings. Now, these flights, were drones that were tasked to go over San Bernardino at the time that they were looking for the terrorist. You see, this is the problem with this attack that happened in San Bernardino. The problem is, this wasn't Obama's terrorist attack. Not like Sandy Hook and this whole thing in Colorado and down there in South Carolina and Chattanooga. Remember, the evidence is clear. In every one of these attacks under this president, they immediately, within minutes, come out of the shooting being reported. They give it about maybe 30, 40 minutes to get the news out to everybody, and they come out and give you a narrative as to what this attack was all about. In San Bernardino, as we have pointed out over the last several days since the 2nd, they couldn't come up with an explanation as to why these people were killed. Yesterday, we gave you one. In fact, we gave you a lot of them. We gave you a lot of reasons why they could not find or come up with any kind of narrative. It took them over 3 hours, almost 4 hours, to come up with some sort of narrative based upon fuzzy information that Farouk, one of the shooters, was upset and left early, and then came back all dressed up in his garb and just killed 14 people and injured 20 some others. That obviously must be workplace violence, and that's where that narrative jumped in. They couldn't come up with it in the first 30 minutes of the whole attack that went down. In fact, they couldn't even come up with the shooters. Why? Because this time the shooters did not commit suicide. They did not fit the president's profile for a false flag attack, which meant problems for the president. Because the bottom line is, think about it, it's not my attack, it's somebody else's attack. And whose attack could that possibly be? Let's see, well, gee, Mr. President, with your army of ISIS that you created since you live in ISIS headquarters there in the White House, since your army just recently, within the last month, blew up an aircraft and claimed to have killed over 200 Russians. They claimed it. They owned it. And then furthermore, your buddy Erdogan out there in Turkey, you know, the head of the new caliph, your buddy that you call regularly and talk to regularly, who's been allowing ISIS to go across his border. And by the way, Erdogan's son, who's been profiteering by the oil that he's been buying from ISIS coming out of Iraq that they're stealing. Gee, I wonder what could possibly go wrong with this scenario, right? So the Russians are not happy. And they're not happy with the person who created ISIS. So what did they do? They came up with their own false flag. See, the president and his people didn't know where this one came from. But we called it up right away on Agenda 21 Radio. It was a retaliation. And further investigation will reveal, and we will be doing this in the next couple of days, that this attack had CIA connections. Why? Gee, I don't know why, but at least five of the victims had some sort of relationship with the CIA. At least five of the victims. Gee, now, I was asked the question this morning in a conference call. It's interesting because they called me about the LA Unified School District and how did I know this and how did I know that. And so I explained to them a few things. And I said, oh, by the way, did you know that there were a whole lot of people in that party on the 2nd that were members of, related to, the CIA or DHS? And they were targets. They were targets for payback because of Obama's ISIS. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now and only through this same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Let me clear my throat there. ISIS attacks in San Bernardino, and the president doesn't know what to do with it. And, you know, again, he's trying to downplay it. And I want to, you know, bring your attention to the fact that the president really, since the 6th, and actually since the shootings on the 2nd, has really not been visible. He hasn't. Yesterday, he showed up in the Pentagon, and he made his little pronouncement with the Pentagon yesterday, and yada, yada, yada. But the fact remains that the president has somewhat been vacuous. not really around, not really seen by a lot of people. What's up with that, homeboy? Gee, I really don't know. Maybe it's because he's been found out. I wonder what that would be all about, right? Everybody's thinking, well, he's been found out. Well, he's probably thinking he's been found out. And he doesn't like the fact that Putin struck. He paid him back. And so he does his very best to come along and put the best face on it. He makes his 13-minute speech. By the way, if you listened to that the other day, it was pathetic. It was absolutely a pathetic speech. So he has to take his tail and put it between his legs, and he has to go to the Pentagon yesterday. And what he does at the Pentagon is, of course, come out in with another the same old narrative. Nothing has changed for this president. Nothing has changed. He's still into the same old mode. We're still killing him. We're still beating him. We're still defeating him. This is what we heard from Jennifer Griffin.
John Isis, he was at the Pentagon. What does the president hope to achieve by sending Secretary of Defense, that is, Ash Carter, now to the Middle East?
Well, first of all, it's a bit disingenuous for the president to say that he's sending Secretary Carter to the Middle East. He, in fact, Secretary Carter was supposed to, there was a pre-planned trip ahead of the holidays to thank the troops. In fact, Carter was supposed to leave last night. He had to delay the trip when the White House called this meeting last week. The real reason the president met with 35 members of his national security team here at the Pentagon is optics. He's about to go on vacation, and he needed to reassure the American public that his military is not slowing down over the holidays.
We are hitting ISIL harder than ever. Coalition aircraft, our fighters, bombers, and drones have been increasing the pace of airstrikes, nearly 9,000 as of today. Last month in November, we dropped more bombs on ISIL targets than any other month since this campaign started.
Notable that the emphasis of the strategy as articulated moments ago by the president is still relying on airstrikes. The president did say that the special forces he ordered to Syria, those 50 special forces in late October, are now on the ground in Syria trying to find a partner there. Gretchen.
Very interesting that that was a pre-planned trip for Ash Carter. Now, were there any other successes that the president pointed to today?
Well, he said ISIS has lost 40% of their populated areas in Iraq. That's a new figure we hadn't heard before. The president also gave a litany of ISIS leaders that the military has successfully killed in the past year.
Since this spring, we've removed Abu Sayyaf, one of their top leaders, Haji Mutaz, ISIL's second in command, Junaid Hussein, a top online recruiter, Muhammad Emwazi, who brutally murdered Americans and others, and in recent weeks, finance chief Abu Saleh, senior extortionist Abu Mariam, and weapons trafficker Abu Rahman al-Tunisi.
His message to those ISIS leaders was, quote, "You're next." Gretchen?
What a bunch of garbage. Can you believe this, President? The answer is no. You can't believe this guy. Can you believe this, President? The answer is N-O, no. Would you like to keep your doctor? Sure. How about keeping your doctor? You know, the sociopathic liar that's in the White House, or excuse me, I'm sorry, ISIS headquarters, the sociopathic liar in the headquarters of ISIS has spoken. You know, he doesn't look too good. You know, my good friend Red Smith said, did you take a look at him yesterday? His eyes are sort of sunken in the back of his head. I said, well, a man under this kind of stress, lying for 7 years, almost his whole presidency, he's been lying all of his life, to lie so good and to convince so many. This is what happens when you have a sociopathic liar in ISIS headquarters. You know, I know people are saying, why can you call the White House ISIS headquarters? It's real simple. It is ISIS headquarters. The Muslim Brotherhood dominates the staff there. And, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood and its quislings in the highest levels of government are there. So I just, you know, hey, he appointed most of those people. He hired them. He owns it. And, of course, his affiliations with the Muslim Brotherhood are legion. absolutely legend. I mean, where's the first place he went as president of the United States? Look at the history. He goes to Cairo, Egypt, and what was there? The home of the Muslim Brotherhood. And when he made his speech, supposedly going before Mubarak, oh no, he had to make his speech before an outlawed group in Egypt known as the Muslim Brotherhood, and he insisted that they be there in the front row as he gave his speech. Mubarak couldn't be there. Of course not. They were already planning his overthrow and the Arab Spring. Just a few memories. Then Benghazi, then the creation of ISIS, and then there's San Bernardino. Connect the dots, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
This notion that somehow I can just change the laws unilaterally is just not true.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, big things happening in the state of Jefferson. Just to throw this one out there, El Dorado County. Not only did the supervisors go today and endorse the state of Jefferson declaration, but they also got enough signatures to boot. So that's number 13 now that's going forward. That's the 13th. There's about another five they'll probably have taken care of here sometime in January and February. You're going to try and get close to that 20 county number for the state of Jefferson. So that's really good news. El Dorado County is a big county. DeAugustino, the sheriff, has also written his own declaration, which is huge. Constitutional sheriff. That's a double whammy. That's actually, it's a threefer. You got the citizens, you got the county supervisors, and you got the county sheriff that have all endorsed declarations. So that is really, really, really a big statement from El Dorado County. I got to tell you, I went to a couple of their meetings out there. It was absolutely amazing, the support. Everybody loves the Constitution in El Dorado County. They want to get back to common sense government. And of course, here in California, for those of you listening out there in the rest of the nation, it is a proto-communist state here. Totalitarianism runs supreme. There's nobody, there are very few people in the state legislature who understand the Constitution. It's clear Jerry Brown doesn't understand, nor does he want to follow the Constitution. But we're fighting it. Anyway, visit our website. A lot of things going on, agenda21radio.com. Email me at paul@agenda21radio.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.